Morning Watch, Day 4. The factor of closely following the completed vision of the age through the ministry of the age. Week 2. Related verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6, 8 through 9, 2 through 3, and 17 through 18. Who has also made us sufficient as ministers of a new covenant, ministers not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. How shall the ministry of the Spirit not be more in glory? For if there is glory with the ministry of condemnation, much more the ministry of righteousness abounds with glory. You are our letter, inscribed in our hearts, known and read by all men. Since you are being manifested, that you are a letter of Christ ministered by us, inscribed not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tablets of stone, but in tablets of hearts of flesh. And the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding and reflecting like a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, even as from the Lord's Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became wisdom to us from God, both righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Philippians 3:9. And be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is out of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is out of God and based on faith. Revelation 19:8. And it was given to her that she should be clothed in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteousnesses of the saints. Related reading. In 2 Corinthians 3:3, the word with indicates that the spiritual ink, the Spirit of the living God, is an essence, an element used by the one doing the inscribing or the writing. The Spirit is neither the writer nor the instrument used for writing. Rather, the Spirit is the essence, the element, the substance used in writing. The Spirit of the living God, who is the living God himself, is not an instrument, such as a pen, but an element with which the apostles minister Christ as the content for the writing of living letters that convey Christ. The ministry of the new covenant is not that of mere teaching. None of your teachers in school ever inscribed an essence into your being. They may have put concepts into you, but they did not deposit the essence of anything into you. However, the new covenant ministry does more than merely teach us. It inscribes us. Furthermore, this new covenant ministry inscribes us not with concepts, knowledge, or theology, but with an essence, with something real and substantial. Through the new covenant ministry, Christ has been inscribed into us. A divine essence has been written into our being, and this essence is the Spirit. The Spirit is the anointing Spirit and the sealing Spirit. This Spirit is also in our hearts as a pledge, a foretaste. In chapter 3, there are 5 aspects of this subjective Spirit. First, he is the writing Spirit. Then he is the life-giving Spirit. He is also the ministering Spirit, who always ministers something of Christ into us. He is the liberating Spirit, to liberate us from all things that bind us. He liberates us from the bondage of doctrines, the letter, the written codes and regulations. He delivers us by taking away all the veils, so that we can behold and reflect Christ with an unveiled face. Then he is the transforming Spirit. This wonderful Spirit transmits all the riches of Christ with the fullness of the Father into us. Objective righteousness is Christ as God's righteousness given to us to be our righteousness. And this righteousness erases God's righteous judgment on us, the sinners. Adam brought judgment to us through sin. Christ as righteousness erases this judgment. Judgment comes from sin, but righteousness comes from grace. Grace is also Christ. It is God and the Son to be enjoyed by us. Objective righteousness issues in grace, and grace issues in subjective righteousness. Eventually, all three, objective righteousness, grace, and subjective righteousness, are Christ Himself. Objective righteousness is Christ given to us. Grace is Christ enjoyed by us. And subjective righteousness is Christ lived out of us. In Revelation 19:8, the word righteousnesses refers to Christ as our subjective righteousness. Christ lived out of us. The righteousness, Christ, that we received for our salvation is objective and enables us to meet the requirement of the righteous God, whereas the righteousnesses of the overcoming believers are subjective and enable them to meet the requirement of the overcoming Christ. If we would have these righteousnesses, we must have Christ Himself lived out of us to be our subjective righteousnesses.